I think that like a lot of relationship experts have said, don't play games, just be upfront. And I like, you're right. That is the emotionally and mature, correct way of handling things. Mm-hmm. You and I,
not that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Lainey, TV reporter, talk show host, and founder of LaineyGossip.com.
And I'm Sasha, television producer and fashion reporter on LaineyGossip.com.
This is a show where we get right up in your business.
This is What's Your Drama?
All right, so I noticed that your microphone stand is wrapped up in a bandana, which is what a lot of people are using to, like...
You're so funny, yes.
Which is what a lot of people are using as masks right now. First of all, given that you are my COVID-19 expert, when are we coming out of this? Like, ever? Are we waiting for a vaccine? Is that what you're doing? You're not going to go back to anything normal until vaccine is
correct.
Developed?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Because what are my other options? There are no other options.
We live in Canada, and it's actually not that bad in Canada.
I know, but you know we share a border with a fucking meth lab. So I am always going to be a little bit weary of our safety and our health when just across the border. I love all of the Americans that listen to us, but they're smart enough to realize that their leadership fucking sucks and their numbers are going up so much.
What's going on at your place?
Sound? This is Corey's ruining my life on this podcast. He is now showering and the shower shares the wall with this. So people, this is Corey showering and he was just doing annoying sit-ups fucking right outside the door and antagonizing our dog.
Okay. Yeah.
This is what it is. Yasik, sorry.
Okay. We're going to have to deal with that background situation. Yeah. All right. So
I see no light at the end of the tunnel at this point. Well, you know that fucking WHO came out and said the worst is yet to come. And I know that doesn't specifically mean Canada or fucking Beijing or New Zealand, but this is the whole point of all of this. Like, we have to continually think of everybody going through this at once. Not just me. Oh, people in Vancouver, they're okay. No, well, people in Africa are not okay right now. People in Brazil are not okay right now. Their numbers are skyrocketing. Like, we have to continually think about the fact that this is like a global thing that all of us are experiencing. Because as soon as we start minimizing it to just our selfish needs and our selfish like borders and our selfish country of being okay, then we've lost the whole point of this thing. So we're all fucked if even a couple of countries are fucked, and a bunch of countries are fucked still.
Including America. Because in America, there isn't even the acknowledgement from a lot of the people. Yes, many, many people in America are taking it seriously, and many, many people in America are not taking it seriously because of misinformation and bad leadership. So they don't think COVID is a thing.
No, but I really, this is why I wanted to talk about this, because you're doing a lot of great COVID work on the site and promoting mask wearing, which has made me very happy, because you haven't done that for a while. You haven't done that. Now you're really hammering home the point that people need to wear masks. So I appreciate that.
I read something and that it really hit home for me. And it's that I understand that a lot of times you don't need to wear a mask if you're not going to be in contact with people and it's low risk. But one of the benefits of wearing a mask is mask acceptance, especially mm-hmm. in America. In Canada, I don't think that we have the same kind of problem. And certainly in Asia, mask acceptance has been a thing for decades now. So yeah. But in America in particular, there's an issue with like mask refusal.
Yeah.
We've seen person after person go into a grocery store and cause a scene because they refuse to wear a mask. Then there are people out there who are trying to make like real men wear masks a thing to encourage other, quote, real men to wear masks as if wearing a mask is somehow emasculating. Like, this is really crazy how masking has been politicized and also it has become a culture war when it should just be like,
and do you want a gender war too? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want people to be healthy? Do you want to be healthy? Then wear a mask. Like, how did this become political and cultural?
Well, I think it did because of what's going down in the States, right? It's like, don't take away my freedoms. Freedoms. Oh, look, Corey stopped showering. Oh, now he's doing really fucking annoying stuff. It's really, this is annoying me today. He's annoyed me today. Sorry. Hey, I'm trying to fucking do a podcast.
So he does it more. I love him.
Oh, he drives me loco. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to give you props, and I just wanted this to be then a reminder and a piggyback of all the stuff that you've been doing, which is everybody just wear a goddamn mask. Wear a goddamn mask. You'll be okay. It's really so simple and so easy. And maximum, you're wearing it for max maybe 20 minutes.
I just, I don't understand the whole mask resistance. It's fascinating.
What is your mask? What mask do you have?
I have a few. I mean, I have the like general hospital masks.
Okay.
I have an N95.
Mm.
And the reason I have it is because I think we've talked about the fact that my parents, both my parents, but like my mother for sure, is immune compromised. Mm-hmm. And so that's why my parents got the N95s. And then because I'm around them sometimes, I have an N95 for that purpose, right?
Yeah. Like, no, that makes sense.
So, because I know that there was a shortage and people are like, you know, stop hoarding the N95s. But so, and then we just have, you know, the blue with the white trim hospital ones.
Yep.
So Yasik wears those, for example, at the grocery store. And then he's serious. He also has like a heavy duty hazmat mask, you know, the ones that look like it's
that
just
have
like,
yes.
Yeah, exactly. The two exhaust pipes coming out of the cheeks, and then the eyes are just like
he has the eyes too. It covers the eyes.
Wait, does it cover? No. I think maybe it covers just the nose.
I can't imagine having goggles as well. Fuck, maybe he does.
So he has, and he says that he's going to like, if we ever travel again, he's going to wear that on the plane.
You'd have to. I'm never getting on a plane again for multiple reasons, but Jesus. What I was going to say is, do you think I've kind of, I've had quite
what masks do you have?
I just have two cloth masks.
Okay.
That I just rotate. But people keep on emailing me like, can you like give us like mask recommendations, like, but make it fashion? And I'm refusing to do that.
Right.
And for some reason, I don't want to make masks a fashionable thing. And when I see it on Instagram and people posing to flaunt their masks, it bothers me because it makes things trivial to me. Mm-hmm. So I just want to put that out there that thank you for your emails, but I'm not gonna dip my feet in trying to make something fashionable for you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Is that really rude? But I just don't like people. I mean, I get it. Like, whatever makes people wear masks, and if it's cute, then I get why people would want to. But I can't feed into that. Cheers.
Yeah, the flip side to that is that if there is a mask acceptance problem among so many people, then this might be a way to turn them to be pro-mask from anti-mask.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, move on.
I just had to say what I had to say. And
no, anyway, that's fair.
Anyway, the point is, whatever your mask is, wear a mask, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready?
Yes, read.
Okay, let's get to it. Why do I do all the reading?
Because you never know if there's going to be a technical difficulty on my end. So it's better to have the safety of your side reading it because you have better audio than I do. Listen, did you not just hear what was going on in my fucking house next to me? Did you hear all the pipes fucking of water go into this microphone? Exactly. Please read.
Oh, fine. Okay. Hi, Lainey and Sasha. I am 39 years old, single, never married, and don't have children. I'm okay with this. Still haven't met the right man and have children in my life to love. The problem is all of my friends are married with children and continuously leave me out. It upsets me to no end. If they're doing couple things, I'm not included because I'm not part of a couple. If they get together with the kids, I'm not included because I don't have children and most likely never will. I truly don't understand why they think leaving one person out is not a shitty thing to do. I don't have a shortage of friends, but have four best friends that I have had since high school. These are the four that leave me out. I don't like bringing it up with them because the few times that I have, they say, oh, it was last minute, or the kids were asking to see each other. So my feelings are never acknowledged. Excuses are made and they think all is fine, but then it happens again and again. The only times I'm included is when it's a, quote, girls' night. Now, since COVID-19, this has been limited, obviously, because we haven't been able to be around each other. But now that things are becoming less strict, I saw a photo posted of them on Facebook without me, and this truly hurt my feelings. I wasn't made aware or invited and found out by a picture on Facebook, which I think is very insensitive. I'm the type of person who always puts my friends above everyone, and not to toot my own horn, but I am a lot of fun and easy to get along with. I don't want to cut ties with my friends, but at the time, but at the same time, should friends make each other feel this bad, knowingly leaving you out and never bringing it up? I'm obviously hurt and don't know how to go about all this. Thanks for any advice, Marissa. Okay, I get this. I'm sure that this must be a thing. I feel bad for Marissa.
I do too. And I do, not to be like, well, look at my friends, but I have to say we are lucky that our friends with kids really haven't made us hang out with their kids a lot, right? They create space for just their like adult life and then their family life. You know, like I've never felt left out from like Duana and Lara. Those are our two close friends who have kids. Like they've never asked us out of plans.
Because I think they want to see us without their kids.
Right. So we're lucky that way, right?
Yes.
You know what? So I had this thing that happened this weekend. I'm not going to get into details because I just won't. But there was something, I had a conversation with a friend who had said something to me offhand and it actually hurt my feelings. And I went home and I was like, really? Why did they say that? That's so fucking weird. And then the whole next day I was like, couldn't stop thinking about it. Like it hurt my feelings, which is something that happens on the occasion. And I was like, do I want to fucking just eat this and just like not deal with it? And I said, so I was like, fuck it. I have to confront them. And I sent a text message and I was like, can we just talk about this thing that happened that hurt my feelings? Mm-hmm. And we hashed it out and it was totally fine. Like that person explained where they were coming from and why they had said that. And it actually ended up not being anything. It's not that I read into it too much, but I just confronted it. And I usually don't do that. Like, mm-hmm. I know that we have an advice column and I know I'm pretty hardcore with like, face your shit, fucking tell that person. But I don't really do that because I don't really have a lot of dramatic shit that happens within my friends and my friendships. But it was just so great because it was so easily resolved. Like,
yeah.
And that's it. Like, I don't think we actually verbalize how we feel. Like, we just fucking push it fucking down, or we try to solve it ourselves in our head, or we start to beat ourselves up, or we start projecting things that actually aren't happening. And so that would be my advice. Was it Marissa?
Mm-hmm.
To Marissa, is I know it doesn't seem fair that you have to be the one being like, please remember me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's if you do want to keep these friends, if you do want to have like these hangouts with them, then you kind of have to make it known and you have to be pretty blunt about it.
But I think. Did.
No, she said she did a while ago.
Yeah.
You got to I don't know. I don't really know moms, but from what I gather, there are some moms who, when they become a mom, really just go knee deep in momdom and forget that they have other friends who don't fucking have children. Sometimes you have to remind them of that. And sometimes you have to remind them of that often.
Yeah, that's a good point. Marissa, I think that it's hard for people to change overnight and to change a habit that they've had. So if you can acknowledge that that is difficult, then I think that it might find it easier to bring it up again. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
one correction doesn't result in the correction immediately. You have to constantly correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? If you're thinking about, I hate to compare your friends to like training children or whatever, or like changing the habit of a pet. But, you know, they're not going to just, oh, snap my fingers. And so that what Sash said, yeah, for sure. It's not going, especially since you have receipts, a post on Facebook.
Right.
So like Yeah. To strengthen your point.
Yeah.
To strengthen your point. I think that, are you going to feel any worse? Like, you already feel really bad right now. So what's the worst that could happen when you confront your friends? That they reject you again and be like, you know, no, you're right. We actually deliberately didn't include it. You're right. Already thinking that anyway.
Exactly. Which is probably not what's happening, right? They're like, oh, fuck. Like, we were just doing a kid thing and we didn't think you'd want to come. Like, you don't know what their reasoning is, but you do deserve an apology. Like, I know, Marissa, I want to make it clear that your friends are not being good friends by what they're doing. So by you expressing what you need in the friendship, by you expressing where you find that they've failed you, doesn't mean that that you're wrong or that you shouldn't be doing this. It just, you need to bring it up because they've obviously haven't realized their blind spots in their friendships.
Yeah. So,
like, you deserve an apology. You deserve them to correct their mistakes.
But they're oblivious.
Yeah.
So,
which sucks.
For sure. So we totally acknowledge that. They're oblivious. This is a shitty situation for you. And unfortunately, you have to go back and do more work to make sure that your feelings are respected. And that's shitty in and of itself. You shouldn't have to do more work when you're the person who's kind of like, hi, I'm waving. Like, don't forget about me. But I think that's a choice you have to make. You make in terms of, are these people worth you putting more work in? You're clearly hurt and no one's acknowledging your hurt, and that sucks for you. So that is a question you ask yourself first. If you say, yeah, they're worth it because I know that one day they're going to pull up for me, these are the people who know me, mm-hmm. then that's your justification for putting in the work.
Yeah.
It's not a ledger. It's basically who's worth your energy, even if it means you declaring your pain.
Yep. And also, there's nothing wrong with also, I know it's not the best time because we are all locked down, but it's also maybe something you can think about is finding a new group of friends or like one or two new friends that you maybe have in your periphery, but maybe you want to bring them closer because they don't have kids and they are more free and they maybe are like, I don't know, more appreciative of your time. You know what I mean? Like, maybe sometimes you outgrow your friends in certain phases of your life. And maybe this is also a flag for you to be like, okay, I love these chicks, but like, hey, I actually haven't called Sandra or Tanya in a while. Like, maybe I should see what they're up to. Like, maybe just expand your friend group a bit and bring in other people in your life that maybe you've forgotten about too.
Yep, I agree. And I guess it's COVID. So I know that like the amount of social outside activities that we can do is lessened, but is there something that you can try that you haven't been able to try that COVID-19 and this lockdown will facilitate? Mm-hmm. Is it learning something? Is it like, I don't know, meeting people virtually in a certain setting? This is all just me getting to like, hey, find a Blackpink message board and meet people.
You know, we haven't talked about Blackpink at all lately.
Oh my God.
Oh, that video. You know what makes me mad is you chose Lisa without actually having a conversation about who we got to be. Because Lisa, I want to be Lisa.
Oh, and you chose Lisa. Is that what we're doing?
Well, you were just like, oh, I'm Lisa. And I didn't I failed and I was like, well, maybe I want to be Jenny. But you know what? I fucking want to be Lisa.
Yeah, because Lisa's the best.
Yes.
That's why you want to be Lisa. But okay,
oh,
first of all,
her.
I'm.
Because you're OG. Because you're OG.
No, it's not because I'm OG. It's because I do the Blackpink work in our friendship. I'm the one who lets you know about the date of the releases, whenever there's a new performance, whenever there's a new song.
So you get to pick?
Yeah.
You get first pick?
Because I know more.
Rule.
Me. I know more, Sasha. You don't.
Who?
You rely on me to keep you post. Like, how are you a true Blink anyway?
Well, this is what's frustrating is now I'm trying to think about what I do for you that you don't do any work for. And now I cannot come up with anything. And it's frustrating.
Because Blackpink in your area, my area, more than your area.
Okay, fine. Then I don't know yet, but I think I might still want to be Jenny. Ugh, I don't want to be. I'm going to be Lisa in secret. There you go. I'm going to be Lisa. Why the fuck do you get to fucking lay claims on that?
No. We can both have the same bias if you want. But yeah, Lisa's definitely my, I love them all. Just like I love all of BTS. It's just that like, I love one extra, extra hard.
I know.
And for me, that's Lisa.
Okay.
And Jungkook.
I know. Well, I'll take Lisa for.
There are some people who ship them, you know, Lisa and
Jungkook. Oh, the
and
two of them.
Yeah.
Do they ever did they ever tour together?
No.
They don't because too big. Two big bands that don't cross over?
It's weird. I don't think that they, I don't know if it's a thing.
Well, you clearly have to do more work.
No, it's not a thing that they tour together.
They've never had like cameos and videos together?
Fuck no. Oh my God, no.
Why not? Why would you say fuck no?
Because
that would explode people's brains. Why have they not done that?
Because it would explode people's brains. Like, you know that they don't talk about personal lives and dating at all. Like, the fans would get so upset. There was a day, like, BTS and Blackpink were like kind of seated in the same area at an award show a couple of times. And then, you know, fan cams, my favorite thing.
Yes.
The fan cams like zoomed on him. Maybe Turkey, like zoomed on him, and he at one point turned his head, and she was in the direction where he turned his head. I mean, if you ask me, I video assumption all the time. There was nothing there, and they created a whole they're secretly dating like Robin Kristen Twilight thing out of it, and it just causes such a mess, like fighting between fandoms and whatever that they steer clear. No.
So no drama. Keep everybody pure.
Keep everybody pure. Although, I mean. He's the youngest of BTS and she's the youngest. He's the maknae of BTS and she's the maknae of Blackpink. And so that's why a lot of people – and I think that they would be so cute together. You know, like you like him. I know you do.
I'm not talking about BTS. I got it. I'm over them. Blackpink all the way because now you will include me into Blackpink. Look at that. Look how your whole demeanor changes. I actually thought you were wearing like a t-shirt that had some sort of...
When I talk about Blackpink?
Anything.
I'm sorry. I need us to do all that styling. Did you see the lips with the line through it?
Yes.
The lipstick with the one with the gold? Did you see gold? On my TV it came out. Or
I didn't think it was gold.
What did you think it was?
It was like a metallic of some sort, but I didn't think it was gold. It looked like... For me, it looked like diamondy. But anyway, great video. Great video. Great styling.
Yeah. Anyway, Marissa.
Right. Oh my God, right.
Online communities.
Totally. We totally forgot we were talking
about Marissa. Such assholes now.
Yeah.
Marissa, online communities, like activities, new things that you can try out yourself. That's definitely something that you can put your energy as well. But I think that, right now, soul searching, ask yourself, you know, who are these people to you? And if they are important enough, then put in the work to show them why your feelings are valid.
Totally.
And don't think of it then as work in that sense in a ledger. This is just how you train your friends to be better to you. That's what it is.
Yep. I agree. There's a fly now in here. So if you hear that, Jessica, I'm sorry. Like, I fucking hate today's setup. Can you hear it?
No. I can see it, but I can't hear it. And just a finishing thought on Marissa about friendship. And, you know, it's like this in any relationship. If you think about it in terms of a romantic relationship, a romantic partner, a husband, a spouse, a life partner, however you want to call it. When you guys are together, you both have to sort of train each other to understand how your needs can be met.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe training isn't a good word, but you constantly have to keep reinforcing how you expect to be treated by the person. So a friendship should be no different in terms of
– But the thing is about friendship – yes, I agree with you. But sometimes you just want friendship to be so much easier than the other hard relationships in your life, right? And that's why it's disappointing because you're like – you go to your friends for reprieve. And so when this happens, you're like, fuck, and now I have to do the work to make you better.
Yeah.
Like, it's frustrating.
It is definitely frustrating. It's just that, just like we can't expect romantic relationships to be perfect, we can't expect our friendships to be perfect.
Nope, totally. I agree.
Okay, Marissa, let us know. Good luck with that. And we're going to move on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, Sasha and Lainey. I met Dee about 3 months ago. We were both single and living alone in the city during COVID and not seeing anyone else. Eventually, we decided to meet up for socially distanced dates, and COVID instantly made us exclusive. Since then, things have progressed. On the weekends, we go on day trips out of the city, make dinner together, and sleepovers started pretty much right away. This has been going on for 2 months now. We have great in-person conversations, text quite often during the day, the sex is good, and we have a lot in common. However, recently while we were hanging out, I brought up that I noticed he was being very emotionally distant and wondering if things were okay, if I did anything wrong. Typical of the girl to put the blame on something she did, of course. He started to say that he felt off, and our conversation ended up with him saying that he was nervous of my expectations because he's still sorting things out. While in the past, I've told him that I don't want to be just a COVID distraction, we've had a brief conversation that we are just open to seeing where things go. I'm also very affectionate, and he said I was more affectionate than he is used to, and he tends to equate affection with expectations. I can get that because I left a 4-year relationship back in November and I'm very used to being affectionate and jumping into the girlfriend mode right away. I can see how this can scare someone. So should I just wait and see how things turn out? Or is this guy never ever going to want something more than this weird dating but we are exclusive zone? Help or talk some sense into me, please. I really like this guy and I'm scared that I'll get hurt. Julie. Okay, Julie. So well, you and Dee have been... Yeah. COVID fucking.
Yeah, COVID fucking. Are they?
But they've been doing other things. Day trips and making dinner together doesn't sound like just fucking.
And are they living together? I was unclear of that. So they're just spending a shit ton of time together.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what do you feel like about playing games in the beginning of a relationship? Were you a game player?
Not with Yasek, I don't think.
No.
But okay. I have been for sure.
Right. Because I feel like I don't love saying like, you should like not be totally straightforward all the time. But in the beginning of a relationship, don't you want to like kind of, I don't know, don't you put forth the person that you're totally not? I just wouldn't, like if I was a clingy person, like I am a clingy person, I definitely didn't put that vibe out to Corey. Like Corey's always like surprised even now, like, why do you need all of this? And I'm like, because that's who I am. I just fucking didn't show you that in the beginning. But you know what I mean? Like sometimes, because there are people who have fears from like past relationships or damage, right? Like this guy's like, affection means, what did he say? Affection means?
Expectation.
Expectation. Like he obviously has fucking baggage from whatever the fuck happened before him. He's a bit damaged goods. And so you kind of have to like, if you know that, I don't know, I would be sort of manipulative in that way and not totally show all my guts and glory like right off the bat. And I guess like COVID makes it different because like you're only spending time with like the selected people that you are. So you probably ease into who you are a little bit quicker. And so this is where I'm struggling because it's like I don't want her to not show who she is and ask for what she wants because we've talked a lot about love language and her love language is obviously affection. She likes it. She wants, like, that makes her feel good. But I would kind of keep a little bit of a mystery, a little bit less like, this is what I want right off the bat.
Yeah. I think that, like, a lot of relationship experts have said, don't play games, just be upfront. And I, like, you're right. That is the emotionally and mature, correct way of handling things. You and I,
not that. That's unfortunately not.
Why pretend?
What this is about. Yeah.
But also in Julie's case, I do think that she has been emotionally honest and what she got back was slow your roll.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I like you, but slow your roll a bit.
Yeah. And shouldn't she, like, so I guess the question is, should she slow her roll or should she be like, oh, if this doesn't work for you, dude, then mm-hmm. I'm going to bounce yep. and find someone that it does work for. That wasn't totally exactly her question.
No.
Because I don't think Julie is ready to even consider not being with this guy. She's in totally. So deep she's right now it. That she's not going to bounce anyway. But what do we do now? Because I think right now, I know I just finished talking about ledgers and friendships and whatnot, but yeah. the ledger is not in her favor right now. Right. He's got the power.
Yeah. That's why, and I know, again, this is not what people say, but I need her to take a little bit more power, right? Because it does, when things get lopsided in a fresh relationship, I don't know. There needs to be some struggle of back and
you
forth.
You can't come
power.
Back from it.
No. So yeah. that's why I'm like, Julie, what Lainey said, just slow your roll a bit, like tease a little bit so that he becomes a little bit more engaged, right? Right now, he's freaking out. He's like, I'm stuck in a fucking pandemic with this chick who I really like, but she's like a lot right now and probably feels that he's like cornered in. No one likes to feel that way. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, just like maybe don't see him. I don't know how often they're seeing each other, but like just fucking like dangle the carrot a little bit more is where I'm at with this. Dangle the carrot a little bit more.
Dangle the carrot is good. I like, and I think that it's fair for Julie to take that cue where he was being weird
mm-hmm.
and be like, okay, just I'm still into this guy, but you don't have to, I think that you don't have to see him yeah. all the time. And yeah, maybe like dial back your PDA.
Yeah.
By like 30%.
Yeah. Because not everybody functions that way, right? Like, I don't know. This guy does sound like a little bit like a little extra in his
delivery. Listen, and if we're being real, why don't you tell Julie, if we're being real, what his message meant?
Why am I doing that? Why would you make me have to say that?
Yeah.
There's a little I'm not 100% interested right now. And a little, I could bail on you, like next week.
And a little, like I'm trying to leave the door open for post COVID times. Yeah. Like, you know, I think the message here, Julie, sorry, we have to do this. Is D is saying to you, this is fun for now, but I want to keep my options open when I have lots of more options mm-hmm. after the pandemic.
Mm.
So. Why aren't you doing the same?
Same, exactly. And that's what it comes down to is you should also be keeping your options open too.
Yeah. Get the D from the D, but.
Yeah, and you still got yeah. time, man. We're not out of lockdown for a while. So you still have a couple more months to like get down and dirty with the D. But I would maybe back off and, you know what? It's just an experiment. Back off and see what it's like. Like maybe he is a commitment phobe. Or maybe he is somebody who's looking for an exit strategy as soon as lockdown is lifted. Do you know what I mean? And I think you'll be able to gauge that better if you like alter your behavior just a little bit. Like peel it back. I'm not saying like all the way back, like a good solid 22%. And you might see him adjust him to come a little closer to you as well. And if he backs away further, then you know he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, but also, you know, it might surprise you where you back away a little bit and he's like, well, I want more. I want that.
Well, that's what
whatever.
I mean.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. If he does do that, then, I mean, that also branches into a couple of other things that we could dig into. But like first phase, dial back and see what his reaction is and then keep us posted because then these are the kind of things that I'd like to dig into. Like do the thing that we're telling you to do and then come back with us so that we can, again, readjust our advice.
Yeah. Yeah, please, 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 Julie, we need an update on this one. I'm really invested in this one. I want to know what Dee is thinking.
Me too.
Okay. So next question. Half jokes aside, the reason I ask for advice is that I'm moving to Germany in August for work. Under normal circumstances, I would be nervous, but now I just feel paralyzed with choices and decisions. Additionally, I worry about adjusting and creating my life in Germany. I'm single, so I won't know anyone when I move there. Originally, my emotional preparation was built around finding a possible therapist for if I struggle. Preparing for culture shock, I have lived internationally before, and culture shock is always a trip, as well as begin to get my comforts and German language skills. Still abysmal, but luckily my workplace uses English primarily. Some new concerns I never considered before are making friends, having a social life, dating, and making Germany feel like a home to me. It never crossed my mind pre-pandemic to worry about these things because, as my friends say, I make friends wherever I go. In pandemic times, how do I make connections when I might be social distancing for a while and not get easy opportunities like bars, social events, even meet groups to meet people? We don't have a name here, so let's just – moving to Germany, what's a German name?
I was going to say Helen. Is that a German name?
Ingrid?
Ingrid. Good call.
Okay.
Ingrid. I don't know if it is, but Ingrid.
Oh, okay. Ingrid is more like Scandinavian.
Scandinavian.
Right?
Yeah.
How about Angela?
Angela?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Love
Great.
Angela.
Chancellor. Is she the chancellor still? Anyway.
Don't make me look dumb. I don't know. Let's go.
Okay.
Angela. This is hard. And I would struggle with this as well because, yeah, how do you make friends? How do you social butterfly? How do you entice people with your sparkling personality if you can't meet anybody? But it looks like Germany is, while they might be going into a second phase, second wave, they are out of lockdown, which does mean that you can still go out. Listen, that still makes it difficult to meet people. So am I horrible to tell you that the reality might just be you might have to stick it out for a while and like nest and get your place ready and really get into work, and which leads me into work is probably where you're going to find, you know, maybe not your best friends, but you might be able to have some sort of social life, some people to reach out to, some people to show you around and make you feel comfortable. Like you at least have that. It's not like you're moving to fucking Germany just for the fuck of it and have nobody to lean on. Like at least you have a work environment that can probably. What are you doing?
I'm massaging Elvis's back.
Oh, I thought you were scratching your leg. Oh, sorry. that can probably introduce you to people and introduce you to places to meet more people.
Mm-hmm. I don't even want to focus on this part of the question. I think because to me, Angela, you are so organized. Like you've already thought about your mental health care and your therapist before you've landed in the country. And I think that you have your checklist done and you are ready. You are super, super ready. And so I don't know that your like work ethic in preparation should apply to the one or the few areas that might be spontaneous in your life.
Ooh, right.
Right? Like right now I'm wondering, and obviously I have zero psychiatric experience or degree, but given that you have, listen, this is a huge change. You're talking about culture shock. You're moving to a new country. You're going to have a new job. You're going to have a new home. I get it. You kind of feel a little bit unmoored right now. And panicked. So you're trying to impose the most amount of control you can on your schedule, your living environment, your mental health care, your healthcare provider, all of that. And I don't know that like that is congruous with the decision you've made. If you wanted safe, you wouldn't be moving to Germany and starting a new life. You're obviously an adventurer. So just let go of the one thing that is pointless to control is your relationships, your friends. Yes. Let that happen like magic, naturally, organically. If you get there and in 6 months, 3 months, 6 months, you're still lonely as fuck, fucking, you know, text Sasha and all caps and say, this is Angela, you fucking bitches. You were wrong. We will get to your, we'll dedicate a whole show. Okay. Totally. Write us a book. We'll read it. We'll dedicate a whole show.
We'll Lonely Planet Germany for you and find you friends.
Exactly. But right now, like this is not something you should be trying to control. And this is about, I think this is about you feeling like you need to have a sense of ownership over every aspect of your life because you're scared. But give in to the fear, dude. Give in to the fear.
Well, this is like the most exciting. Like when you were reading this letter, I was like, oh my God, what I would do to fucking just leave and go on an adventure right now and just like explore and expand and just like not know what's coming around the corner. There is like a big old high for that. So you're right. Like there is, you're rolling the dice right now by moving somewhere. So just fucking continue to roll the dice and see what happens. And the thing, you know, I would be more worried if you had written to us and said, you know, I'm like super shy, I'm an introvert. You have everything going for you. Like the fact that you are a social person, I get why that would feel scary, not feeling like automatically you'll be able to be around a social circle. But if you are this inviting human being, if you are someone who loves to like be out there and meet people, you'll do just fine. You know, it's the people who are scared to meet new people like us, people who are like introverts who don't know how to meet people. That's where I would be more worried. I just feel like, Ingla, you'll be okay. Like you're going to meet people. You're going to be fine. Ingla, and that's part of it. That's part of moving somewhere. You freak out about everything, but, and especially obviously the pandemic, but I agree with Lainey, like have some fun and maybe just forego having to control everything.
You can't control it. So
no,
you might as well just like let it ride. That one aspect, you're good. Your job is going to be great. Your healthcare is going to be great. You know, your home, I trust you. You're very organized. You're going to have a great home. The culture shock you're already expecting, so you're prepared for that. Why don't you just let it, something wild happen? Yeah. Can't wait. Looking forward to seeing, you know, Angela, your photo from wherever in Germany, surrounded by all these great friends, or one person, a friend.
Send us
excited
a picture,
for you.
As we
excited
like.
Excited for you. Be excited. Yeah. Be excited. Yeah. It's time to be excited.
Yeah. I love that. On that note, keep your questions coming to me at sasha@lainygossip.com.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Leave messages, leave comments. Tell us the fuck off. That works too.
Yeah, we're open.
Yeah. And we'll be back soon. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.